A letter for Rose. There's a sketch here of a country mailbox on a post that says U.S. Mail on the front, and the little flag is flipped up. The red flag is up, Aunt Mary. Shall I get the mail? In a few seconds, Rose was back, waving a letter excitedly. It's for me, she cried. A letter from Mother and Dad. Oh, do you suppose they're coming? I can't wait to see. Well, smiled Aunt Mary, you'd better read it quickly before you burst with excitement. As Rose read her letter, a big smile grew on her face. When she finished, she ran to Aunt Mary and gave her a hug. They're coming, Aunt Mary, and guess when? They'll be here tomorrow morning. Do you suppose I can wait that long? That's about 20 hours. Here, you must read it too, and then I'll have to read it again. They want me to be all ready to go with them, for we're going to take a trip together to visit Grandma and Grandpa. The next morning, Rose watched the window eagerly, and when the familiar car turned into the lane, she was off to meet it with a joyous welcome. Then, after a short rest and visit with Aunt Mary, they were off to Grandma's together. Let's suppose for a few moments that if Rose had said, "I have a letter from Mother and Dad, Aunt Mary. When I have some time, I'm going to read it." Then perhaps just before bed she opened it. But, oh my, she was too sleepy to read more than a line or two. The next morning she forgot all about it. When the familiar car drove up to the house, no one was watching. And when Rose came to the door in surprise, Mother asked, "But Rose, didn't you get my letter?" How Rose would blush with shame to have to say that she had not read it! How foolish it would sound to try to say she had been too busy, too tired, and then had forgotten. Perhaps Mother would say, "I'm so sorry. We had planned a nice trip together, but if you are not ready, we will have to go without you, for we cannot wait." Perhaps you think that such a foolish thing would never happen. But I would like to ask if you have read your letter, I mean your Bible, the letter God has written to you. How much you are missing if you have not. In his letter, God tells us that the Lord Jesus is coming for us and how we can be ready for him. Many boys and girls are going to be so surprised when he comes, and perhaps the Lord will ask them, "Did you not read my letter?" What excuse can be given? Too busy? Too tired? I forgot? How foolish any excuse will sound! Oh, be sure you are ready. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Matthew 25:13. Those who are not ready will be left behind for awful judgment and punishment. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16:31.